Okay, today's Daf Ayin Hey. We're on the Mishnah on the top of Amud Aleph. Says the Mishnah. It's a Mishnah we've had referred to a couple times before. This is the Mishnah about Regel Ha'Oseres Bimkoma, or Regel Ha'Muteres Bimkoma, Oseres or Lo Oseres, Shalom Bimkoma. Shtecha Tzeres Zulaf Nemizu. You have two yards, one inside another one, meaning the inner one cannot get to the street except by going through the outer one. So the inner one has what's called Teresa's Regel, has trampling rights, has walking rights through the outer one. So let's say the Pnimis made an Erev Chatzeres within its borders, so that the inner one could carry within itself and the outer one did not. So then it's simple. The inner one is able to carry within the inner one because it made an Erev. The outer one can't because it didn't make an Erev. That's, you don't need, there's no other Chiddush in that line. But the second line is the Chiddush. Hachitzona v'lo ha-pnimis. Let's say the outer one made an Erev itself. V'lo ha-pnimis, but the inner one did not make an Erev. So I would have thought that the outer one made an Erev for itself. So the outer one can carry in its own area. Just the pnimis is off limits, but still says the Mishnah Shtehan Asuros. In that case, both of them are aser, even the outer one, which made an error for itself, because, as was just mentioned, this shita holds. We'll see the different shitas in the Gemara, but if a certain rishus has rights to go through your rishus, so therefore that ruins your erev. And the question is asked, you know, why does it ruin your erev? Why does Risa's regel ruin your erev? We had 2 days ago on Shabbos, we had the concept of what ruins your erev. You need a base dira, or a makom roila dira to ruin your erev. So maybe if you have a makom achila there, it's going to ruin it. If you have a makom lina there, you eat there, you sleep there. Here they don't do anything there, they just walk through. So why should Risa's regel ruin it? So Rabbeinu Yehonasan here in the back says that, this is on Chav Gimel Amabez, Rabbeinu Yehonasan uses the lashon of the kivan sheyesh la rishus la'avar aleha kmi she'omedes sham b'chitzon adami. It's a special din. If they can walk through you always, and that's the way they have to walk through you to get to the street, it's as if they're standing in your rishus. So they're saying, you're just, and that's why they answered. You're right. It's not a makam achil, it's not a makam lila, but it's a new kind of halacha. That if they can walk through, it's as if they're standing there. This is expanded upon by the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish says, midrabanan, I mean, the whole thing is midrabanan, we are machmir to treat this as one large chatzer. If people can walk through your chatzer, it's as if it's one group. He says in Peivav, kasha ma inyin zela beis chatzeros. He says, vehiluch ein zedira ela demachmarina lemechshav kechad chatzer. You're right, it's a chiddush. This is different than a makam achila or makam lina, but that's the chiddush of the Mishnah, that even walking through rites, and not just rites, but walking through rites that you have to walk through there to get to the Rishus HaRabim, that would answer. That's Teresa's regel. Continues the Mishnah. Erva Zulatz, that's in a case where one of them makes an erva, one of them doesn't. Now, Irva Zulatzma, Vazulatzma, let's say each one of them makes their own erev. So then, Zumuteres b'fnei atzma, v'zumuteres b'fnei atzma. Then each one is mutter by itself. Again, this is similar to the first case, where in the first case, if the inner one made an Erev and not the outer, I'm sorry, not the first, it's different than the first case. Each one makes his own Erev, so then they're both mutter b'fnei atzma. Why don't you say, in that case, that the Drishas HaRegel answers? Why don't you say that the here too, the inner one has walking rights through the outer one, and then it make an Erev together? So that's the halacha, that this halacha of Drishas HaRegel only answers if they are not allowed to carry where they live. If it's Regel Ha'Oseres Bimkoma, we'll see that's what the halacha is of the Tanakama. Regel Ha'Oseres Bimkoma, a foot literally, if people can't carry where they are, so then that Isser extends to the place where they walk through. But in a place where they can carry where they are, what's called Regel Ha'Muteres Bimkoma, somebody who can walk and carry where they are, so that's not going to Aser Shalom Bimkoma. That's not going to Aser in a place where they walk through. That is going to be ultimately the Shita of the Tanakama. And that's why here, if they make an Eruv separately, they each can carry in their own chatzer. But again, they can't carry through because they didn't make an Eruv altogether. Rabbi Akiva Oser. Rabbi Akiva Asers, even in that case where they make an Erev privately. Oser Hachitzona. Shadrisis HaRegel Osarta. He Asers the Chitzona even in a case where each one of them made an Erev, because the Drisis HaRegel of the inner one still Asers the outer one. As we'll see, Rabbi Akiva Shita is going to be even a Regel HaMuteres Bimkoma. Even a people who have Rishus to walk where they are, they Aser walking through the other Rishus. The Chachamim Amrim, Ein Dreisa Regel Asar. The Chachamim say, no, Dreisa Regel does not Asar. What's the difference between this Chachamim and the Tanna Kamma? That we'll get to in the Gemara. What exactly is this Chachamim arguing on? Shachach Echabedach Yitzon of Lo Erev. Let's say one of, so the first part of the Mishnah was talking about where the whole inner or outer yard did not make an Erev. So now let's say they did, but one guy forgot to be part of it, and he was not Mevatel his Rishus. Because that would also help. But let's say he did it. Let's say one of the outer courtyard forgot and did not participate in the Eruv. So then the outer one has a problem. The inner one is still fine. So Aprimis Muteres Vachison Asura. So then the inner one is Mutter because it's not, because that one, they didn't have one that forgot. Vachison Asura, the outer one, is Asur. Why? Here is a case where they tried to make one big happy Eruv. So why is it that the inner one is okay and the outer one is us? The outer one is us, sir. Why? Because one of the outer one forgot. One of the outer one forgot and they have a member that was not Mavatel. Why is the inner one okay? This is the concept that we had earlier on Daf and Tesla Beis. Achta L'dasha. Right, close the door. Close the door, and that is, which we'll have on the Amud Beis here as well, there's a principle that if you try to make an Eruv and something goes wrong along the way, then we're allowed to say, you know what, you have the problem, it's outside, we're closing our door, and it's as if we are separating ourselves from you, and regarding our own makom, there is not a problem, nobody forgot, and that is what we are going to do. If you remember back in New Testament Beis, we had a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos regarding this halacha. Remember, this was based on the principle of kofen al midas tom, that, you know, if you're not going to lose anything, you know, why shouldn't you give me? Why shouldn't you give me? Zeh neh neh, zeh lo chaser, Gemara Baba Kama, this one gets that on, this one doesn't lose. So here too, the outer one can carry mimanafshach. Right, the outer one lost a person, didn't take part in the Eruv. So you're going to tell me now that you're going to ruin us, the inner? No, just leave us alone. Achta l'dasha. So that's what, if you remember back on New Testament, basically was a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi here seems to say literally, you have to close the door and you basically can't go out, you don't let him go outside or carry outside. Kiva dubuteres bimkoma, kuzugon zu, kofin al midas stone. Shelo yehe lo hayom, drisas aregel al chitzona. Today they shouldn't have drisas aregel on the chitzona. Elotiskar dela shebinehem, vitashamish bimkoma. Right, just do hishtamshish bimkoma. That is Shitas Rashi and the Testament base. Tosfos there, which by the way, fits into what we just say about the Chazon Ish. What's the whole point of this Drisas HaRegel? It's as if you make this one big happy chatzer, based on the Rabbeinu Yehonah son, even though it's not a makam achila, it's not a makam lina, but it's one big chatzer. So here, that's the point of Achta L'dasha. They're being misalik themselves from this unit, and therefore they can't be considered one. They can't be considered one chatzer. And that's the svar for Achta L'dasha. But Tosus there, on the top of Netesma base, had said, quoted Rashi, and Tosus said, Lav Dafka. What, you're not going to let them out of their chatzer today? That you're going to be so, that's Kovar HaBidah, so you can't let them out? So it says it doesn't mean that they can't walk out. They can walk out if they want. They just shouldn't have their Iker Hishtamshus outside. Well, you know, they're not going to be able to go to the street today? Ella techu dasha. What does that mean? According to Tosfos, mila hishtamish bechitzona kamar. You can't have hishtamshus bechitzona. You can't get invited out by the chitzona and spend your time out there. Doesn't mean that you're not allowed to go out there. That is the machlokas here between Rashi and Tosfos back on Nutes, which relates to this halacha of the Mishnah. That if shachach one of the chitzona forgot that the pidimis is mutter because they could say achta l'dasha. This is also expanded upon in the Chazon Ish, again in Siman Sadakei, where he has a discussion of the achronim, exactly what is not allowed by the pnimis in the chitzona, once you say achta l'dasha, and he quotes the Noda Yehuda, which we're actually going to read that piece in a couple of minutes, where the Noda Yehuda kind of asers them going out, similar to what Rashi says. And the Chazon Ish argues, he says, Aval ikar hadavar masha asar betiltol o bahavara lo nehira, delo ishtama bishum posik lahaskir isur zeh. Whenever you have this principle of achta l'dasha, close the door, there's not one poser that mentions they're not allowed to do anything. They have to stay home. Close the door. It says achta l'dasha, close the door. Hari v'bito reshuso. To contrast it, says the Chazon Ish. When you have bito reshus, what did it say in the Mishnah? Hu asur nimo, hein asur nimo. They can't carry to his house, they can't carry. So there, shana tada b'mishnah seinu, samach tes v'hein asurin. V'achalotana b'mishnah. V'lo niskar b'gemara, uba rif, uba rush, uba rambam. Right, it doesn't say in any of the three major poskim, which the Shulchan Aruch is based on, the Rif, the Rosh, and the Rambam. It doesn't say anywhere that the inner one is now usher to carry to the outer one. So to say there's a real isser here to go in and out would be problematic. It says sasmu, they would be so same, the irvu panimim, the irvu chitzonim, shtein mutaros, v'chein b'chatzer, if one of them forgot, etc. V'lachei Nira says the Chazonish de la'olam, like Tosva says, de la'olam ein mitaran la'avar l'taltel. They could walk through, they could carry through, it's fine. V'had amar nutas lebeis, de p'nimis achdol dasha, hainu she'ikr tashmish p'nimis b'p'nimis. Ubachitzona hu shalobim koma. V'zeo kavanis Tosva sham, t'vav inyin hiluch kamar, v'yibkein zorach lomar, de'ikarabim koma v'en zorach l'alachas. So again, Chazonish emphasizes what Tosva says there, that when we see this principle of Achtel Odasha, it doesn't mean that we're going to lock them up in the inner courtyard. It means that we symbolically say the Iker Hishtamshus of their Shabbat should be inside, and that's enough to say that they're not going to be considered one Chatzar. Okay, so that is that case of the Mishnah, that if one of the outer ones forgot, that the inner one is going to be mutter, because they're going to say Achtel Odasha. Third wide line, Minah Pnimis Vlo Yireif, what if one of the inner ones forgot? So now the inner one is messed up, and the outer one, now the inner one is a regal Ho'saris Bimkoma, right? Because the inner one cannot carry within his own Chatzer. So Shtein Asuros, so that will be Asur, because of, the inner one is Asur because one of the inner ones forgot. The outer one is Asur because of Regal Ha'asur Bimkoma, if they can't walk where they are, Osera Shalom Bimkoma. They Asur if they have walking rights through the other Rishas. You can't close the door there because you can't say that the inner one is going to be closed off because they have to walk through. So I guess by definition, you can't close them off inside. You can't close them off inside. Is the Gemara going to go through
all the cases?
When they're going to be mevatel? We yotzei earlier. Nasnu eruv b'makom echad. What if you put your eruv in one spot? Well, the Gemara is going to mention that this means the outer courtyard. Because where did you put your eruv here? You can put it in the inner. You can put it in the outer. So if you put it in the outer, v'shachach and somebody forgot, the Gemara is going to talk about that case, why that's true. That if you put it in the outer courtyard, so then, doesn't matter who forgot, you can't say Achtel Odasha there. So that's what we're going to mention to the Gemara, that the only time when you said Achtel Odasha earlier, it must have been where the Erev was in the inner, put in the inner chatz. And if these two chatzeros were of individuals, meaning only one person lived in the inner one, and one person lived in the outer one, then Einon tzrichin la'ariv. They do not have to make an eruv because it's not considered drisas regel if it's only one person walking through. That's not considered drisas regel ha'usarta, and therefore this is the shita of the rabbanan. It's considered regel hamuteris bimkoma, and therefore it wouldn't be a problem. We're going to see in the Gemara that if it's two people in one of the chatzeros, we're going to make a gzera, even if it's going to be two people in the outer one. We're going to make a gzera in both. That is the Mishnah. So, Kiyasa Rav Dimi Yom Rav Yanai. So, we're going to talk about now, this first Amud is going to be about what is that Shita of the Chachamim that we had on the second wide line of the Mishnah. Remember, the Chachamim of the Tanakhama seemed to say that to make a chilek between Regal Ha'Useres and Regal Hamuteres Bimkoma. Rabbi Akiva said that even a Regal Hamuteres Bimkoma, even if you're allowed to have Rishus to walk in your own Chatzer, that's still going to answer the place where you're going to walk through. And the second Chachamim is unclear. The Chachamim Omer on the second wide line, Drizzer Regal doesn't answer, period. So what does that mean? So it's going to be a Machlokas between Rav Dimi, right where we're up to, and Rav Yanai, six lines from the bottom. That's going to be the Machlokas. So Kiyasa Rav Dimi Amar Rav Yanai, Zu Divrei Rabbi Akiva. This is Rabbi Akiva. Da Amar, what's Shita Rabbi Akiva? Da Amar Afilu Regal Hamuteres Bimkoma Ozer Shalom Bimkoma. Even a Regal that is Mutter in its own spot, Aser Shalom Bimkoma. Aval Chachamim Omrim, but the Chachamim hold, Kishem She Regal Hamuteres Eina Oseres, Kach Regal HaAsura Eina Oseres. Say the Chachamim, we reject the entire din. There's no such thing of asering shalom bimkoma. Even a regal hamuteres, even a regal hauseres bimkoma, even if people who, if they can't walk, cannot walk in the inner chatzer, they still don't aser in the outer chatzer. A shita that we didn't think we had in the Mishnah. And that's why the Ritva here asks, Meheicha Teisi, why would you say such an unusual, you know, opinion, which we're gonna ask five kashas on. And we're going to be able to answer some of them and not all of them. But why would Rav Dimi suggest this? Where did it come from? So that's the Ritva here says, Hikshu betosvas. We don't have this tosvas. Minole lo Rav Dimi, am Rav Yanai ha-milsa. To ha-rabbanan lo ayrivas yis el bregla muteres. Look at our Mishnah doesn't mention that shita. Our Mishnah mentions regal ha-asura is a problem, regal ha-muteres is not a problem. But where do you get that even regal ha-asura would not be a problem? Why would you say that? So says the Ritva, aval The Tirtzu, so the Ritva says is based on the language of the Mishnah. The Lishna de Basisan Achrechan Lo Markein. The language of the Mishnah forced them. Why? Because you look at that second wide line. The Chachamim Omrim Ein Drisas Regel Osarta. It sounds like a blanket statement. It doesn't just say Eino Oser, as if it's going on the previous line. It sounds like it's saying they're a blanket statement. The Mishnah should have said, why did it say, so the Ritva says it's based on a linguistic issue in the Mishnah. I saw the Gaon Yaakov, one of the great Achronim on Erevin, says, no, it's based on a Svara. What's, if the issue is here, walking through my yard, what difference should it make what you could do in your own yard? You could do in your own yard, that's your business. You're walking through my yard. If that's the issue here, based on what we said before, that it's going through, it's as if you're standing here like the Rabbi Yonah sunset, or as if we're like one big chatzer, so what difference does it make what you could do in your yard? It's Drisas Regel. Drisas Regel is causes problems, or doesn't cause problems, whether it's Asura Bimkoma or a Mutaris Bimkoma. So that's why the Gaon Yaakov says, not just based on a language issue, like the Ritva says, but it's based on a Svara. Shravdimi Amarkemi Svara. Shivdrizas Haregel Osa Osam Lurishus Achas. In Makam Lachalik Bazem Regel Hasura Bimkoma or Mutaris Bimkoma. Shekivish Adarsim Hem Bechitsona. Srichan La'arev. Vim Efsha Lomar, etc. So it shouldn't make a difference. So get two reasons why Rav Dimi would make such a suggestion, even though we didn't have this in the Mishnah. Either a linguistic issue, the Ritva, or a Svara, a logic issue, that's the Gaon Yaakov. Okay, those are the two ideas behind why Rav Yana would say this. But now we're going to ask a couple of kashas on this. So Rav Yana, remember, suggested that the Shita of the Chachamim is, and the assumption at this point, is that there's only two opinions in the Mishnah. When Rav Yana explained this Chachamim, this is also all the Chachamim, wherever the Chachamim Shita comes up in the Mishnah. We don't suggest yet, which we're going to do later on, that there are really three opinions. The Tanakama, yes, we're assuming that there aren't two opinions here, so you're either going to have to say that's the Chachamim or the Tanakama. Rabbi Akiva, we know, is Regal Ham, whatever Regal is a Muteris, Rabbi Akiva says always Asur, and the Chachamim, according to this, say always Mutter. So we're going to ask a couple of questions now based on the first part of the Mishnah. So Tanan says the Mishnah, look at the second line of the Mishnah, Erva Chitzon of Lo Pnimis Shein Asuros, right? What happens if the Chitzona makes an Erev and not the inner one? They're both Asur. So Mani, who's the author of that line? Ilema Rabbi Akiva, if that line is Rabbi Akiva, so my Ari Regal HaAsura, Filu Regal HaMateras Nami. So why does the Mishnah say a case of Regal HaAsura, that they didn't make an Erev, even if they had made an Erev, it would be Asur according to Rabbi Akiva. So that can't be the Sheet of Rabbi Akiva, Elalav Rabbanan. So it must be the first part of the is the Rabbanan, and you see there's a difference between Regal HaMutaris and Regal HaAsura Bibkoma. So, Kashan Rav Dimi. The more is it no, Lolam Rabbi Akiva, really is Rabbi Akiva. For Lozu Avzuktani, it's a not only Mishnah. Lozu Avzuktani, meaning you're right, there is no Chiddush in this line, but the Chiddush, the Gemara is waiting, in a couple of lines it'll tell you the even greater Chiddush. But really, this is also Shita Rabbi Akiva. Tanan, the next line of the Mishnah is problematic. Irva Zula Atzma, Vazula Atzma, if they each make their own Erev, Zumutaris Bifnei Atzma, Vazumutaris Bifnei Atzma, if they each make their own Erev, they're each Mutar by themselves, Taima de Irva. This is only where Medayek, only because the inner one also made an Erev. Hallo Irva Shtena Suros. If the inner one hadn't made an Erev, they would both be Asur. So again, Vaha Hai Tada Dabar Regal Habutaris Eina Oseres, Regal HaAsura Oseres, Mani. This line of the Mishnah then is saying again that Regal HaMutaris does not Aser, Regal HaAsura does Aser. So Mani, who is this Mishnah like? So Ilema, Rabbi Akiva, if that line is like Rabbi Akiva, he, Afilu Regal HaMutaris Nami. Again, the Regal HaMutaris should be Aser too. And we're not going to be able to say it's Lozu Avzu in this case, because this is against Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva does not say this. Elav Rabbanani. So again, it must be like the Rabbanan. And therefore it's a Kash on Rav Dimi. Rav Dimi said that Chachamim hold never Aser Shalobim Koma, and we're medayik from this line of the Mishnah that Asura does Aser Shalobim Koma. V'od, another Kasha, me the Sefer Rabbi Akiva, Reshalav Rabbi Akiva. In two lines we're about to say Rabbi Akiva Omer. So how can you say before that is the words of Rabbi Akiva? Two kashas. So though, again, the Gemara says, maybe we could still save Rav Dimi. Kula Rabbi Akiva hi b'chasirim echzor. Really, the Mishnah is missing words. It's missing. V'hachi katani. Or we're just missing in our understanding. This is how we should understand the Mishnah. V'hachi katani, If each one makes an error by itself, they're each mutter by themselves. When do you say this? When do you say this, that they're each mutter by themselves, if they had put a little daka? Daka we've had is a little indentation, a little, not a door, but like a little wall on the bottom in between the two chatzeros. That's where Rabbi Akiva would allow these two chatzeros to carry by themselves in each of their respective chatzeros. Only if you put the daka there. But avaloas the daka. But if you didn't put a daka there, so then even though the inner one made an eruv, and it's regal hamuteres, but still, chitzona asura, divrei Rabbi Akiva. And this is all the words of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva oseres achitzona, bebnei shedrisas regal oseres, because Rabbi Akiva says, the even a regal hamuteres bimkoma, asa shalom bimkoma. And the only saving point, according to Rabbi Akiva, where you could carry in each separate chatzer is if you had put this little daka to separate between the two. The chachamim omer in drisa regal aseres, and then you come to the chachamim, and the chachamim say drisa regal does not aser, even regal aser bimkoma. So far we've saved Rav Dimi again. There is a machlokas here on this line about daka. So Rabbi Akiva says if you put a daka there, so then it's okay. The way the Mishnah has it is Rabbi Akiva kind of needs both. You need regal hamuteres bimkoma, the inner people had to make an eruv, and you had to put a little daka here. What happens if you put a daka there? Would that help for Rabbi Akiva even regal ha'asura bimkoma? Would Rabbi Akiva allow that? Let's say they didn't make an eruv on the inside, but you still put the daka there. Would that be enough of a break for Rabbi Akiva? So that's the machlokas, which is here between the Ritva and the Meiri. The Ritva here says, Hayanire lechora, it sounds like from this Gemara, to the Rabbi Akiva lomahani daka el regal hamuteres bimkoma. Right? It sounds like from this Gemara that you need both. You need regal hamuteres bimkoma, you need the inner ones to make an eruv, and you need this daka. And the Ritva says, "Ef shalomar kein though." I don't agree with that diuk. Tekivan de daka mishub siluku de nistalka mikan. Once you put the daka there, you have made a mechitza. You have made a separation between these two reshuyos. Therefore, even if the middle one is regal ha'asura bimkoma, Rabbi Akiva should say that. Afilo regal ha'asura nami. Elavade kamaisa bedelo arva dakas. That's why he says, don't be bedaik so much in the language. Rabbi Akiva would allow even regal ha'asura bimkoma if you had put the daka there. And the Meiri says, no. The daka is only by regal hamuteres bimkoma. Why? Unlike the Ritva said the daka is a separation of siluk, so then it should help across the board. The Meiri says, no, it's just a hecker. If it's just a hecker, so then it's not a bona fide mechitza, it's just a little hecker, just a little wall on the bottom. If it's just a hecker, so it's only by regal hamuteres, but not by regal ha'asura. So there's two ways to understand that line of the Gemara. Ritva and the Meiri, would Rabbi Akiva allow with a daka even by regal ha'asura bimkoma? Continues the Gemara. So we've answered those questions on Rav Dimi, so now we're going to ask a couple of questions that we're not going to be able to answer. Masav Rav Dimi Bar Abaya. What about the last line of the Mishnah? V'im hayu shel yechid ein tzrichan la'arev. If each chatzer was owned by an individual, then no Erev is needed. But mash for that, what? Why? Because the inner one is considered, it's not called a regal ha'asur bimkoma. One person is a regal ha'mutares. Hashal rabim tzrichan la'arev. But if the inner one is owned by more than one person, then an Erev is required. Alma, so what do you see? Regal ha'mutares bimkoma, ina osaris, regal ha'asur bimkoma, osaris. So you see that there's a sheet out there that distinguishes against Rav Dimi. The Ode Masav Ravina, and another question, the other part of the Mishnah. Shachadach ha'menech yitzar avlo Erev. If one of the outer ones forgot to participate in the Erev, then the inner one is okay, as we said, because of Achtaladasha. Close the door. But if one of the inner ones forgot, then it would both be Asur. But time of the Shachach. This is only because one of the inner ones forgot. Halo Shachach. If one of the inner ones didn't forget, Shtein Mutaris, it'll be Mutter. Right? Even though, right, so there's a difference between Regal Asur, Regal Mutaris. Alma Regal Mutaris and Oseris, Regal Asur, Oseris. So because of these two questions, we reject Rav Dimi. There can't be, the Shita Tachachav and the Mishnah can't be across the board that Regal, no matter what it is, Bimkoma, does not Aser. Elok Yasa Ravin Am Rabiana Gimel Machlokas Medava. Really, there are three Shitas in the Mishnah. Tanakama Savar, the first opinion in the Mishnah, and also the last opinion in the Mishnah, holds Regal Amuteres in Oseres, Regal Asur Oseres. If it's Mutter in its spot, so it does not Aser. If it's Aser in its spot, it does Aser. Rabbi Akiva Samar, Afilu Regal Hamuteres Oseres. Rabbi Akiva is one extreme, that even Regal Hamuteres, if you're allowed to carry where you are, you Asur where you go through. Rabbanam Basrai Savri, and that other Rabbanam, who made that general statement on the second wide line, they do all that Rav Dimi said. But don't say he's the only sheet of the Chachamim. Kishem, She Regal Muteres, Ein Oseres, Kach Regal Hasura, Ein Oseres. Those are the three Shitas, and we paskin like the Chachamim Duresha. We paskin that Regal Hamuteres does not Asur, Regal Hasura does Asur. That's what we paskin in Shulchan Aruch and Simin Shin Ayin Ches.
Is the
Chesuri Mechsura
rejected?
Right, it's unusual to get a Chesuri Mechsura rejected. Okay, but that's only because we reject it based on other kashas. We didn't reject, the Chesuri Mechsura is accepted as that answer, but we reject the whole idea based on other reasons. Right, but you're right, even so, usually Chesuri Mechsura would stand. But this is a Chesuri Mechsura to answer up for a Shita. Okay, there is a tshuva. You think, okay, what is this? Come up, Lomaisa. So there is a tshuva of the Noda Bihuda in Madura Tinyana or Achaim Simin Lamites, where he was asked two questions. The first question we've dealt with before, and that is, we know that an Erev Chatzeres has to be in an accessible area. We've had that before. So he was asked, what about in a city where one of the shuls was closed up based on the, I know the government said they didn't pay their taxes, they closed up one of the shuls, they put a big padlock on it, and you can't go in. So, and the Erev Chatzeres is in there. So is that called accessible or not? Because you could break it. He said, could you break it? But it's only, he says, Mikra did that, I don't think is a problem, because it's only necessary to draw a bond to break the lock. It's Makalkel, and therefore we pass it, if you remember, that any Isser Drabana Ben Ashmashas, a low cause of Misha Mishvaz Ben Ashmashas, so you could be able to get the Erev. That was the first part of the Tshuva. But then he says, I don't think it's a problem from that point of view, but I think it's a problem from the point of view that you're doing something illegal. If you're doing something illegal, the government says you can't go in, then you can't go in. So mitzad hilcha Shabbos is fine. But mitzad, you know, baruch we should, amnam, yish bezet tzad iser mitzad, sheyefshar lishbar chosam mitzad gzeir samalchus. Ki mi yishlach yad leftoach chosam anechtam mipikidei hamelech. Who's going to be the one to break it? So that's why, baruch Hashem, we should have that attitude. We should take laws of the land as seriously as Torah laws, right? That's the concept of Dina de Malchus Adina. But the second half of the Shuvah is what's important for us. He was asked that they had this big Erev in the town where people used to come in, where people used to live in the town, used to go to shul, but some people came from outside the Erev. Some people lived outside the Erev and used to come to the Erev, to come to shul. So he was asked, isn't that Regel Ha'asura Bimkoma Osera Shalom Bimkoma? Right, our Mishnah, that's what we paskin. Right, we say if you're in a place where you can't carry where you are, and you go through the place where it's mutter, you aser. So any time where you have people coming from outside an Erev into an Erev place, going to shul, that's an aser, was the questioner to the Noda B'Yehuda. So he says, what's going on here? He says, I don't know the answer yet, says another Behuda, but let me tell you, I've never seen an Isser throughout history. It's one of those tshuvas that you know what the answer is going to be, but you just got to figure out why. Many cities are surrounded by a wall. And they come. So you got to give an answer. The question is, what is the answer? Yeah.
That's the only way out.
Oh, so that's going to be the ultimate answer. First, he suggests that maybe the only time when you say such a thing is this is the only way that they have to get to the street. That's what you say they aser. Right, if they have other ways out, then this wouldn't apply. But then he says even deeper, because he asked Akasha on that answer, and then he says, this has nothing to do with our case. Why? What's the whole svara of the Chazon Ish? Remember that svara of the Chazon Ish? You make it into one big chatzer. If you live 5 miles from my house, we're one big chatzer. No, the whole halacha doesn't get off the ground. The low amrusha osrin zel zeh, ela besmuchin zel zeh. The ain rusha sarabim o karmelis mafsik b'neihem. If there's nothing in between. They could have made an error between them. They didn't. So they answer on each other. He says, I don't know what they're talking about. He says, V'kolze danti midaiti. I thought this was right. V'shum matzati davar mafurish beritva nun tes in Erevin. Shekasav klal gadol huzeh. She'en lecha osar al chaveiro mishum Erev ela b'yachol la'arivimo. Below Erev. So this doesn't get off the ground. And he says, L'rova tirda akatzer. So I'm not going to write anymore. I have a lot of tirda. But that is that's the Noda B'Yehuda. The Noda B'Yehuda says, see, it was asked L'maisa. You would think about Regal HaSur Bim Koma, it's outside the Erev. This only applies where they are next to each other.
Okay. It sounds like towards Surah Pesach, there's a Shita Mavuos on Erev Chatzeros.
So it seems to apply to Shita Mavos also, or Erev Chatzeres. Right, so it sounds like if you're going to apply it to a general Erev, which is usually a Shituf, we treat it like a Shituf. That was the Rama we had a couple days ago. That's why we use wine, or we put in the shuls. So that is, yeah, it sounds like it's extended. Continues the Gemara. Remember the, if you forgot your Erev, if you put your Erev in a certain place, and somebody forgot, then it always asers. Everybody's aser. So my makom echad, what does that mean? So Amar Yehuda Marad, as we mentioned, chitzona. It means the chitzona. And Rashi explains, let's think about this. If you put your Erev in the outer courtyard and somebody forgot, then both chatzeres are aser. Why are both chatzeres aser? So what are the choices? If you put it in the outer chatzer and one of the outer ones and one of the inner ones forgot, so then the inner ones are aser because they didn't make an Erev, and that's regal aser b'mkoma, that aser shalom b'mkoma. But the chiddush here is that even if one of the outer ones forgot, you can't say here, close the door, achta l'dasha. Why? Because they don't have the Erev. They need that courtyard to be part of them. Because the Erev isn't there, the Erev is in the outer one. So the iman of shach, if you put the Erev in the outer courtyard, then either way, if somebody forgot, either one of the inner ones or one of the outer ones, that ruins the Erev for both of them. Why is it called Makam Echad? Makam Yuchal Deshtehem is really means the outer one, but it means the place where both of them as a unit take part. Tani Nami Hachi, turning over, says the Brisa of this halacha beferish. Nasei Ruben Bechitzon of Eshachach Echad. If you put your Erev in the outer courtyard and somebody forgot, Beimen Achitzon of Beimen Apnimis, whether it's one of the outer or inner, below Erev, and they didn't make an Erev Shtein Asuros, as we just mentioned. If it's in the outer courtyard, that ruins it. Nasei Ruben Bepnimis. But if they put the Erev in the inner yard, so that's where there's room to be Mako. Vishaka Echad, so then it depends who. Minapnimis, Echadapnimis below Erev Shtein Asuros. If you put it in the inner one, and one of the inner one forgot, then they're both aser, because the inner one can't say achtel adasha, because they one of their own forgot, and the outer one there's regal aser b'mkoma, aser shalom b'mkoma. Menachitzona v'lo irev shtein aseros of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva even asers in the other case where it was put in the inner, one of the outer one forgot. Rabbi Akiva would say aser there too. For some reason, he doesn't say achtel adasha, which we'll talk about. V'chachamim omrim, no, in that case where it's in the inner one and one of the outer ones forgot, so then bezu penimis muteres v'chitzona asura. There, the penimis is muteres because they made an erev, and the chitzona is going to be asur because they didn't make an erev. So amalei rabba l'barachana l'abaya. So mashal the rabbanan da'abri penimis muteres v'shem da'achtel adasha u'mishtamsha. Why, according to the rabbanan, in this last case where again it's in the inner one and one of the outer ones forgot, why is that mutter in the inner one? Because you say close the door, right, and leave us alone. Kofan ami dastom. Rabbi Kiva nami teichadasha v'tashamish. Rabbi Kiva didn't argue on that in the Mishnah. Rabbi Kiva's issue was about regal asura or regal hamutares. What do you do shalobim koma? But this case of achtel adasha, he didn't argue on that. So why doesn't Rabbi Kiva hold of that too? So amalei no. Eruv Margila. So he answered him, no, that the Eruv binds them. Even though the outer one, you should say close the door, but the fact that they try to make an Eruv amongst each other, that is Margil them, that combines them, and therefore you can't just say close the door. What does this mean? So there's a different discussion to be shown him. Some say it means that once they try to make an Eruv with each other, it's as if they have Drisas Regel going in. Or some say that just means, you know, they're one unit, they're one big chaser. So that's why, because of this concept of Erev Margila, the inner one can't just say, close the door. So ask the Gemara Rabbanan, I'm the Erev Margila. So why don't you say, the other side also, according to the Rabbanan, Erev Margila, aren't they, doesn't the Erev put them together? So the Amra, no, because the inner one, according to the Rabbanan, the inner one says to the outer one, Litkuni shitavtech v'lo lavisi. I only try to join you to help me out. But if you're ruining me, so I don't want to have anything to do with you. So close the door. Right? I only try to make an Erev with you to help me. But now you're hurting me, so I'm going to close the door. So Mara says back, Rabbi Kiva Nami. Tame Litzkuni shatatech v'lo lavisi. So according to Rabbi Kiva also, you should say that svar. Again, what's the Nakuta here, what they're arguing about? So the Amra lay, so we finally have the Nakuta. No, because according to Rabbi Akiva, you know why it's Asur? The Amrullah Mivatslina Lakharushusi. Rabbi Akiva says, no, because the outer one has an option to be Mivatil their Rishus to the inner one. It's as if they're one big chatzer. But one big chatzer, you can do Bitl Rishus. So if you can do Bitl Rishus, so because that option exists, so Rabbi Akiva says until they do it, it's going to be Usr. You can't just say Akhtal Adasha. If Bitl Rishus is possible, then you can't say that it's mutter without the bitul rishus. For Rabbanon, but what about the Rabbanon? Ain't bitul rishus bechazal lechatzer. Rabbanon would say, no, there is no bitul rishus from one chatzer to another chatzer. So because bitul rishus is not possible, so therefore you don't need it, and therefore you can just say achtel adasha. So at root, it seems like the machlokas is whether you could be mevatar rishus mechatzel lechatzer. If that's true, says the Gemara, leim eshmov Rabbi Yochanan beplug to the Rabbanah Rabbi Kiva kamiflagi. We had this machlokas earlier between the Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan whether you can be mevatal rishus mechatzel lechatzer within one chatzer. Everybody agrees. One guy who forgot to be mevatal rishus to the rest of the chatzer, but can one whole chatzer be mevatal rishus to the other chatzer? That was a machlokas. So should we say it's a parallel machlokas? The Shmuel amar Rabbanah Rabbi Yochanan to amar Rabbi Kiva. So amlacha Shmuel. Shmuel says no. We'll say that both shitas, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, could hold like either of the Tanoim. It's not a parallel machlokas. So Amalecha Shmuel, Shmuel would say, Anot Amrei Filo Rabbi Kiva, I could hold even like Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Kiva who said that you are mevatel rishus mechatzel lechatzer. Ad kan l'kar Rabbi Kiva hacha, when does Rabbi Akiva say that you can be mevatel from one to another, one rechatzer another chatzer, ela b'shnei chatzer zulafnei mizu, to asr l'hadadi, where they asr on each other, so then we say, you know what, you have to give a chance to get out of it. So that's what you can do, bitul rishus from one chatzer to another chatzer. When you have two chatzeros, where one is inside the other one, the only way out is to go through the outer one, so that's where you say they asr on each other, and therefore, koha osrin mevatlin, Rashi says, if the isr could apply, then bitul is possible. Aval hasam, but in those cases earlier where you just have two chatzeros that open to each other, but they have other ways out, so mika asr na adaldi, they don't asr on each other. If they don't asr on each other, then bitul is not allowed. According to Rabbi Akiva, and according to Shmuel, who were trying to say they could work together, bitul is only allowed where they asr on each other. And now the other way, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan also says, Anata Ami Afilo the Rabbanan. I could say even like the Rabbanan here, who don't allow it. Akal Kam Rabbanan Hacha, when did the Rabbanan not allow Bitul Mechatzel Lechatzer, El to Amar La? Because here they could say, Amavatal Tli Ka'asar Talai. Meanwhile, until you do Bitul, you're assuring on me. So I don't want to wait for you, so let me just do Siluk. Let me say Achel Adasha. So that's why we'll say there that Bitul doesn't help me Chatzel Lechatzer, because it's going to take a little time. And therefore we say, you know what? I'm just being Masalik myself. But there, are they asering? Again, it's two chatzeros. They're not asering on each other. So they'll do bitul. There's no downside here for waiting a little bit. So then they would agree that yachol avatel mechatzel lechatzer. Okay, so that was just in a finishing up of what the machlokas is between Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanan. Are they parallel to the previous machlokas? No. Each one could hold like either opinion. Two dots. Last line of the Mishnah. The Mishnah has said that if they're yechidim, if they're individuals, one in each rishus, ein srichan la'ariv. Then you don't have to make an erev because one person is not called a regal ha'asura. One person is called a regal ha'mutaris. Amar of Yosef. Tani Rebbe hayu gimel asurin. Rebbe says, if they were three in these two chatzeros, not just two people, but they were three people in any configuration, asurin they would be asur. That's the chiddush of Rav Yosef's view of Rebbe. What's the chiddush? Let's think about it. If there are two people in the inner one and one in the outer one, that's not a chiddush. Because that's drisas harabim from the inside going out. The chiddush, according to this opinion, is that there's a gzeira. That even if there's one person on the inside and two people on the outside, and two people on the outside make an eruv. So that's maker din mutter, because that's regal hamutaris bimkom on the inside. That's where Rav Yosef quotes Rebbe, gzeira. That's usher because you might get confused with the opposite case. Two on the inside and one on the outside, so therefore one on the inside and two on the outside is also usher. That's the gzera. So Amlu Rabibi, Rabibi says Rav Yosef, Lo tatsisule. I'm not going to don't listen to him. Rebbe didn't say that, I said that. That wasn't a statement of Rebbe from the Mishnah in a Braisa. I said that in the name of Ravada Barava. Hova ani karben rabim b'chitzona. The same reason. Since I say they are rabim in the chitzona, so I'm going to get confused and say it's a rabim here, it's a rabim there. So that's why it is not allowed mishum gzeira. And that's what Tosfos says here. Tosfos in ba'ani kore v'yizbro sheish kamo shnayim v'pnimis. People might think that there are two on the inside also. There are two on the outside, there must be two on the inside. Below irvu. And then they make an Arab and people are carrying out. So they're not going to know about the halacha of regular asur b'mkoma. But if there's only two people on the inside and they make an Arab, then you don't make a gzeira onto a case where you didn't make an Arab. Because irvu onto lo irvu, you don't make a gzeira, but two onto one and one onto two, then you would make an Arab. Okay, so either way, that's the shita in the Gemara so far, that Rebbe, the Rav Yosef quoted Rebbe as saying, and Rav Bibi said, no, Rebbe didn't say it. I said it in the name of Rav Adam Bar Ahava. Amar Rav Yosef, Mari Davram, Rav Yosef says, Oivei. Mari Davram is a lashon of an exclamation. Rabin Berebi Ichlefli. I got mixed up. Right? story that comes up all the time, that Rav Yosef was sick and he forgot much of his learning, and his Talmidim reminded him of much of his learning. So he says, oh, you know why I got mixed up? I wanted to say Rabim was the issue here, but my sick, I thought it was from Rebbe. I thought it was the name of Rebbe, so I got mixed up. Rav Yaakov Emden here on this Gemara says, this seems to say that really his nickname was not Rebbe, but Rabbi. Because Rabbi and Rabim with a Pasach. Right, Rabbi and Rabim could get confused. That's why he left off the last letter. But it should be Rabbi. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi was Rabbi, not Rebbe, because that's Rebbe and Rabim. It's not so confusing. But Rabbi and Rabim would be confusing. Okay. Ushmuel Amar and Shmuel no argues on this gzeira. La'ola mutaros ashiu shnayim b'pnimis v'echad b'chisona. No, it's only aser if you have two on the inside and one on the outside. But two on the outside and one on the inside would not aser. I don't believe in such a gzeira. If you have a nachri on the inside, only one nachri, that's considered like a rabim. The Chazon Ish writes that an akum is always considered regal ha'asur b'mkoma. That's why even if it's one nachri on the inside, it still asers. So the Gemara asks, Maishna Yisrael delo asar, why does one Jew not asar on the inside? Why? Demand yada yada. The one who knows there's only one in there knows that it's only a regular hamuteris bimkoma. Umand lo yada, and the one who doesn't know there's only one inside, sava eiruve eiruv, thinks that, oh, there's 10 people inside, they must have made an eiruv. So nachri nami, so too by a nachri, asks the Gemara. Amrina nachri, amrina yada yada. If you know there's a nachri in there, only one person, you know. De lo yada, sava yagire ogre. Right? You'll think that they were socher at the makom. So what's the real chash here? What's the chash of a Maris Ayin issue? What's the Gzeira issue? So the Gemara says, Stam Nachri I Isa de Ogir Mifapoi. No, the Stam Nachri is, if it was really a renting a lease agreement, Mifapoi, then he would have spoken about it. He would have spoken about it out loud, and therefore people would know about it. So people aren't going to assume that there was a schirus that took place and then they know about it. So that's why, by a Nachri, we're going to say it is usher, even if one nachri is inside. Where's the language of mifapoi come from? So where that a code goes out that he's going to talk about it? So if you remember, right at the beginning of Sefer Shmos, it says, Vayomer Melech Mitzrayim L'Miyavos Ivrios, Asher Shema Achas Shifra, V'Shem Hashenis, Pua. Rashi says, what's Pua? Shepoe, you caused the Vlad to talk. That's that same lashon poi that he caused the Vlad to talk. So it sounds like because the Nachrim, they're going to talk about things. Because they're going to talk about things out loud. They don't keep things in private. So that's why they would know about it. Interesting halacha, the Gemara in Kiddushin mentions the concept of shtikusa. Where is it? That Rav says, Amar Rav, shtikuse de bavel haini yichusa. You can tell the yichus of a person if they're on the quiet type. If somebody's always, you know, very loud mouthed and always, you know, getting his discussion into all discussions, so he says that's not so good. Shtikusa debavel be haini yichusa. How do you tell us if somebody has yichus? If he's a shaskan, if he doesn't talk as much as others, and that's what it says in Pirkei Avos. Pirkei Avos says lo matzasi guf tov yosi mishtika. You know, shtika is always a lot of times it's always better not to say something. Always better not to say something. A lot of times we know this after we say something we wish we hadn't said it. The Rambam has an important piece on that Mishnah in Pirush Mishnayos, where the Rambam says there are five types of speech. Everything that we say could be put into five categories. Look up this Rambam today in Pirush Mishnayos. Five types of speech. Dibur nechlak lefi chovas torasenu chamisha chalakim. Mitzvah, that's the first category. Mitzvah. So mitzvah includes, that's the dibar tabam. That's Torah, that's mitzvahs, that's chesed, that's all the good stuff. That's category one. Category two, chelak hasheni is zesha muzhar alav. That's the opposite. That's Averos. That's Eidos Sheker, Kazav, Rechilus, Gidufim, Nivlus HaPeh, Lashon Hara. That's the second category. Musar Aleha. Category three, Dibur HaMiruchak. Dibur that you should stay away from. It's not Aser, it's not Nivl Peh, Lashon Hara. Dibur She'embo To'elos La'adam Atzmo. Dibur that you have no To'elos from. Lo Mashmas V'omeri. Kagon Rov Sipure HaHamonim, Ma'ir Mahaya. Basically, Stam Shmoozing. That's schmoozing. Ve'echis nagus melech ploni barmona. What this king do with his palace, with his treasury? O ma haisa sibas moso shaploni. O ashro shaploni. You know, what happened to him? What did he do? What that? Ve'zeh nikra eitzel chachamim sicha b'teila. I think I've quoted before. Somebody once said, great people talk about ideas, medium people talk about things, little people talk about other people. Right, so that's exactly what the Rambam is saying. Chelek Shlishi is stam. It's not aser. It's sicha b'teila. Category four says the Rambam Chelek Ravi who haratzui. That means not mitzvah, but good things. The philosophy, midos tovos, lo orer, you know, be inspired. Talk about concepts. Right, Dibur b'shevach ha-malos ha-agyonios ha-medios v'chein shevach ha-chamim v'sipr chashibas ma'aloseyim k'dil l'chabe anasek b'yibnei adam, etc. Uloganos has ha-rashoyim and chelech hamishi is rishus. Rishus, what's rishus? Stuff that you have to do. Mekach u-memkar, machol, mishteh, business, v'yesa kol tzrachav, v'zeh rishus einenu lo ratzui. It's not the ratzui, it's not like talking about the concepts and the philosophy, v'lo meruchak, and it's not stuff you can stay away, it's not sikha b'teila. Ela imratza rashoy l'dabar b'kama sheyirtzev, imratza yishto. So when the Rambam says, says the Rambam, it's not talking about category one, about mitzvah, and it's not talking about category four, which is about ratzui, and it's not talking about category five, really, about rishus. But for sure, the middle two categories, the Masha Ne'asar and Masha, we should stay away from, and Rishus also maybe you could minimize. But again, it's very interesting that if we think about every single thing that we say all day, it fits into one of these five categories. And we really, it's a big muster haskell to think about, you know, where does most of my words go? We have to make sure that they're all in the right categories. But again, here the Gemara says, that's why by a Nachri, you could assume that there's going to be a cold that goes out. That's why we have to work. Okay, we'll stop here. And B'Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow. This week again? Same person?
Can't put your foot in your mouth
outside. Exactly. There's a medrash that said Aliza Batzvi. Right. Alana Aliza Batzvi. There's a medrash that talks about how your HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the only part of your body HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave two shomrim. Right? You have your teeth and your lips. And we still mess up. Right? It's only part of our body. Our hands to hit somebody, we have no shomer. To kick somebody, to say something, we have two shomrim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu just shows you how much there is to. Yeah.